Well, Jim, in the end, a heavy 4-1 defeat by Notts County today. It wasn't great, was it?
Wasn't, mate, no. I think that's as bad as we've been. I think you get your hopes up after such a positive performance at Mansfield. I think that was a massive smash and grab. And when we look over it again at the game, that we definitely should have took at least a point from. So you come into this game thinking, great, you know, opportunity to bounce back. Festive period, decent crowd on. But I thought we were flat from minute one. We sparked into life once or twice. A couple of chances here and there, but didn't hit the target, didn't really work their keeper. They were clinical when their chances come along, because I think they only had, well, they scored two from the first two shots. I think, God, where do you start? There's not many positives to take from it. These things can happen in football, but I think we lacked belief. Energy to a certain extent. And speaking to Kevin Nolan, you know, their preparation is very similar to ours. So you want your team to take the confidence from the last performance against Mansfield and certainly last time out against Coventry into this one. You know, it was a decent game for us, as I say, coming off the back of, so quickly off the back of Mansfield. But I thought, as I say, from minute one, lacked their belief, lacked character, leadership. First and second balls. And if you look at the game, isn't always about being pretty and having it all your own way. You've got to find ways of grinding things out of games, and we were too easy to score against. You know, right from the first goal with a poor ball in the middle of the park, we haven't done enough to stop the cross. Our recovery runs aren't great. We've marked space instead of the man in the box. Things that we spoke about with regards to Grant coming in off the left side and right-footed player getting on the end of things. So straight away there's that one. You know, set plays, we go through all set plays for and against. But sometimes things are happening in a game where you've got to adapt, and that's what the game's all about. It's about players taking responsibility. My voice is gone again because I'm trying to shout instruction on. You know, and I look at myself, as I say, and the staff look at themselves, but the players have got to take responsibility when they go over that white line. I'm not giving it us and them scenario here, but when there's a free kick on the halfway line, our usual setup is great, but they didn't send the centre-half up, then they did, then they kept one back. So people have got to adapt and say, well, my man's not coming, so I'll take him, and then you come and plug the gap in and make sure that on that certain situation, when you're defending any set play, you'd always have one spare man. We went 5v5 in the box. Then two players go and attack one ball and Lou Alexander's spare. So we don't get a full clip. We don't adapt to the situation. We don't take responsibility. We don't show enough character. We don't step up to the plate. We don't organise each other. We play in a little bubble of, I've got my man, so I'm not particularly bothered. I'll just try and do this job. We have two players go for the same ball and it drops in the box, and Lou Alexander gets a half volley 10 yards from our goal. How easy do you want it? We don't get goals like that. So I've got to question that side of the game there with those players. Third goal, I can't even remember now. There was another passage of play. Stephen Hall's been excellent for us. I think it was one of his where he's lent into the middle of the park, and you know, it's a critical error, and he's been 1-2'd and the lads got in and finished. And even the fourth one, when he broke down our right there, left, didn't track the runner. Cross into the box, two mark and one, and again Lou Alexander comes in off the line, things that we spoke about, has a free shot at goal, keeper saves it and dinks it over him for the second goal. How easy do you want it? So far too easy to score against, alarmingly poor. Like I said on Saturday after the game, I'm honest, I thought we were excellent last time out against Coventry here. We were excellent on Saturday against Mansfield away. But with either side of that, we've turned into poor performances, certainly first half against Barnet. I think first half an hour here today, we were as bad as we've been, with and without the ball. We sparked into life and had a couple of decent passages of play, which were great. We didn't play percentage balls when we had to. We didn't clear our lines properly. We didn't win enough first and second balls. We didn't get round each other. We didn't play like a team. And that's going away from what we've been doing recently. So, as I say, there's been games along the way, Exeter away, again, first half. Barnet recently, today, not acceptable by a long shot. And That's why I'm late coming up here, because we've had to tell them a few home twos, because it's no good just rocking up and thinking, great, we've had a good Christmas, let's go Boxing Day. We've been beat against Mansfield. Let's hope that we can turn it on against Notts County. My job's too hard in the dugout to try and generate. They've got to show a little bit more as a group, as individuals. You know, if I'm playing centre half of you, I'm backing you, I'm going to go and attack it, you're getting on me. If there's a set play situation, you've got to adapt and pull people into positions. You've got to track runners, you've got to work hard to stop crosses. All the things about the ball defensively you should do. We went quite a bit away from it. And defensively we've done okay, not too bad. I think we're about mid-table throughout the season. Goal scoring's been our Achilles heel at the other end. But again, a couple of opportunities to get back in the game. And the difference they had on us, they were clinical, we weren't. So I have to say the only positives to come out of it, or two positives, no one's picked any injuries up, and Callum Lang scored a good goal and gets his third goal in four games. So that's the only thing I can take from today. So apologies to the fans. I don't think we were at it. We weren't a reflection of the staff. We didn't give them anything to get them out the seats today. And we need a response, and we need it quickly.
The reality of it is you've got two games coming up, 22 points on the board. There is a gap widening there now.
Yeah.
You need a win of some sort, any sort, don't you?
Said it after Mansfield. I'd take a scrappy 1-0 where we've played poorly and we get the 3 points. We haven't smashed and grabbed any 3 points this year. Every 3 points that we've got, we've had to work extremely hard for. But the longer it goes, it's all well and good. Me coming up like I did against Mansfield and say, God, we were good today. We created this chance, that chance, 17 attempts. I think the stats said somewhere that we only had 3 shots on target, but we had much more than that. You know, in the Mansfield game, I thought we were excellent. And Coventry as well. You know, first and foremost, football's about graft, determination, character, responsibility for your own actions, and when you get your own house in order, it's affecting other people as well. And that's what we need to do. They're called basics. People always talk about the basics. There's a thing on the board in our changing room with regards to basics, key factors of football with the ball and without the ball. And as I say, we were good recently against Coventry. Wickham going back a little bit further than that. Little half an hour here and there when we could have been 1 or 2 0 up against the likes of Paul Vale and crew and all that. But the other side defensively, not too bad recently. You know, we've been done on a couple of little positional things, individuals, the goals that we've conceded recently. But today we went miles away on both sides. And as you say, the longer it goes, the harder it becomes, the more pressure you become under, the gap can larger. So we've got to make sure that we draw a line under today and go back to basics with regards to without the ball first and foremost, because I think we've got enough in our locker to score against anyone. But when the chances do come along, we've got to take them, you know, say score against anyone. We've got an locker to create chances against anyone. But the difference between a lot of other clubs and our club at the minute is that, you know, you look at the likes of Tom Pope or Paul Vale, who's struggling, you know, other teams, Barnes, they'll have the likes of Colthurst, who's already in double figures. There's quite our top scorers on 5. Mm-hmm. So players are going to have to step up to the plate and make sure that when opportunities do come along, they're scoring more goals than we are at the minute to win games. But as you say, games come thick and fast. 2 more now, and we need a response. We need an urgent one against Yeovil, who have picked up a little bit of late and a decent enough side. So, you know, if we turn up with the same attitude as what we did today, there'll be big questions asked again of them, and I won't accept it. If we turn up with the attitude we had at Mansfield and the application and the desire and commitment and responsibility and determination, aggression, everything that they ask of them against Mansfield, against Coventry, we'll do all right. We'll have a good chance of winning. But as I say, I'd rather take a scrappy 1-0 at the minute than play okay like we did at Mansfield and get beat, because we need a few results and we need them quickly.